Chavod.
With your permission. This Shabbat is called Parashat Shkalim. The way it says in the Torah, the way it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara, and the Rambam, the special halacha. It's one of the 630 mitzvot aseh from Hashem. But this is the only mitzvah that you must participate. Says the Gemara, says the Rambam. A person, a poor person, he doesn't have homeless, has no money, he doesn't have to participate in any mitzvah. Not Korban Pesach, not Tefillin, not Tzitzit, not Lulav, not Sukkah, not Shofar, nothing. Hashem does not expect a person to go borrow money to do a mitzvah. If he doesn't want, he doesn't want. There's one mitzvah that a person must do. He's going to be forced to do it. So it's the Mishnah, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Hashmina Lashkalim. Rosh Chodesh Adar, they announce, please everybody bring you half a coin. That money is for Bet HaMikdash to buy sacrifices, to buy other things for Bet HaMikdash. So they wait 15 days. On the 15th of Adar, we used to put tables all around the country. People used to sit down and say, please, half a coin, machatzit shekel. We have time. Up a little bit later, they used to get people on the street. Did you give machatzit shekel? You have a receipt? They didn't have. They haven't got no money. Doesn't matter. Take off his jacket. Take off his jacket. Take off everything he has. His watch, everything. Whatever he has, take away. Machatzit shekel. We'll give you the change. No, it doesn't matter. But you must say, listen, I don't have the money. Listen, I'm homeless. I have no nothing. I don't have anything. I don't have a penny. I can't eat. Listen. Go borrow money from somebody. Go get yourself a job or something. Just have a coin you must bring. I have not tefillin. I don't have time to, I don't have money to participate in Korban Pesach. Nothing. It doesn't matter. This one you have to do. I don't understand you. This is more important than other mitzvot? How can it be? No way. What does it mean? It's more important than any mitzvah? None of the mitzvot you are obligated to do unless you have money. Hashem never expected you to go and borrow money to do a mitzvah. Never. Nothing. Not Abba Kosot? No, Abba Kosot, yes. That's Ramah Chachamim. But from Hashem, 630 mitzvot, we have Ramah Chaseh. 248 mitzvot Aseh. It says if you have no money, you don't do it. Parashat Shkalim. כן קמת הקדוש ברוך הוא נתורה, אני לא אשאיר להרבה, אדם לא יעמיד מחצית השקל. This is a poor person, he cannot give less. He doesn't have a quarter. No. You have to have half. Half a coin. Can't have nothing. It's nothing to count people, nothing. It's for Bet HaMikdash yearly. They had in Bet HaMikdash, they had big boxes. People used to come and put it inside Bet HaMikdash. And this lasted for a year, usually, to buy all the things for Bet HaMikdash. Okay, so I give, right now I don't have. Listen, right now you have to give, right now. I said, what's the word? I give after Pesach? No, before Pesach you have to give. You have to give before Pesach. I said, listen, I don't have, doesn't matter. Take his coat off, take his shoes off, sell his shoes, sell his coat. Get half a coin, I give him a receipt, this is a receipt. Police will catch him later, I say, you give half a coin, here, I got a receipt. To go and grab people on the street and force them to give up the shekel. Very, very, very strange mitzvah. Very strange. What does Hashem need? It's pure donation. It's just a regular donation. It's nothing special. It's not a kapara. Well, the Gemara said it's a kapara. Yeah, but really it's not a kapara. Yes, kapara. Listen, I don't need kapara. I don't need kapara. Leave me alone with kaparot. I do kaparot before Yom Kippur. I need chicken. I don't need kapara now before Pesach. Why do you need kapara? Have a coin is a kapara. Kapara for what? What did I do? Well, they said the golden cap. What has to do with golden cap with me? I have no money. What do you want for my life? Special halacha. special halacha is so big. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu before he died, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, I'm the shepherd, the trusted shepherd, and I take care of Am Israel. I like to be remembered. Not because I want people to remember me, but, you know, if they remember me, they remember Moshe Rabbeinu, remember what I did, this, they're going to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, you want to know something? Parashat Shkalim. Parashat Shkalim, you're going to take the Torah out. You're going to read Parashat Shkalim. Hashem said that everybody's going to remember Moshe. And actually, Chachamim said that the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Bet HaKnesset on Shabbat Parashat Shkalim. Of course, you need the right Bet HaKnesset. You need the right crowd to be prepared that Moshe's Neshama should come inside. But the Gemara says, Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu comes Parashat Shkalim. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want people to remember you, I'll make sure. Parashat Shkalim, take out the Torah, if you have to feel something, comes inside you, or in Betaknes, I feel Moshe Rabbeinu. I says, what's so great about it? What's so great? The Hashem said, this is when you're going to remember Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? What does it mean? As well, says the Gemara, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Machatzit HaShekel, so before Hashem said the word Machatzit HaShekel, Moshe thought, what is that Hashem is going to ask me? That everybody should give how much? And Hashem said, you know what? I'll show you what I want. Says the Gemara, Hashem took from under his chair a coin. Of course, it's a spiritual coin, but the spiritual coin looked like fire. Looked like fire, and he showed Moshe with his finger. Says the Gemara, Hashem, if we may say, of course Hashem doesn't, but we read in the Torah that Hashem has fingers, Hashem has hands, and David says Hashem has feet. So the Gemara says Hashem has two hands, of course it's spiritual, and each hand has five fingers. The Gemara says, in the right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his pinky, he showed Noach how to build the Teva. Says the Gemara, when Hashem told Noach to build the Teva, Noach said, I need an architect. I don't know how to do it. Which way? If you tell me to build a Teva, you probably want me to do a certain Teva. Says the Gemara, Hashem showed Noach a blueprint. And Hashem showed Noach with his pinky. On the right hand pinky, Hashem showed Noach and told him, that's v'ze asher taseh tateva. He says, ze. I said, the word ze, it means Hashem showed him this pinky. The next finger next to it, Hashem, what did he do? Hashem punished the Egyptians. The Egyptians, when Hashem brought the third makah, the third plague, kinim, lice, the magicians were asked by Paro, can you get rid of it? So the magician said, it's by Lukimi. It's from Hashem. This is next to the pinky. The third, the middle finger, Mizeo Mizeim Ktuvim, Hashem wrote on the tablets with the middle finger. And the one next to the thumb, that's Hashem showed to Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, this is half a coin. He said, I don't understand. What's so hard to understand it? And why does Hashem have to show it? And what does it mean under Kisei HaKavod? When Hashem is a safe under Kisei HaKavod, what does it mean? What's so hard to understand it? Well, the Gemara says also, Hashem showed him the menorah, other things, Hashem showed him the moon, but again, in one version, that's what Ben Ezra Gadol writes in his book. The rest is Hashem has five fingers, and the four fingers, he used them for certain things, and what we call Ezba, the one next to the thumb, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu and said, that's the coin. What's important about it? Why Hashem has to show it to him? What he needed for? Come on, Hamim, and tell us. This poem is coming. And the Megillah starts, maybe Me'ach HaShverosh, or HaShverosh, when HaShverosh, 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 127. הימים ההם, כשבת המלך HaShverosh, על כיסא מלכותו, אשר בשושן, הבירה עשה משתה. עכשיו זה כבר מבין לעשי חכמים. לשלמה המלך, build a special chair, very special. After Shlomo died, his father-in-law came and took it. Shishak, the king in Egypt. They went back to Israel, then back and forth, back and forth. At the end of the day, Nebuchadnezzar Amar Shimo disobeyed Bet HaMikdash, she took the chair. And the chair broke. In transit, no insurance. Moshe Mover. The chair broke. Chair broke. And it was in Iraq. And then Dariavesh and Kurosh captured Iraq, Babel, and they took the chair. The chair was in Iraq. And the chair came, and the chair was broken. So 3 years, the smart people, and the broad people from Egypt also, tried to fix the chair. At the end, it's a question, if they fixed the chair or they made imitation of that chair, we call it a knockoff in China. And then the Megillah says, Mishnah Shlosh Lomolcho, Asa Mishnah Lachos HaRavada, it says, on the third year, the chair was finished. Keshevet HaBen HaChashvosh Al Kitzei Malchotun. HaChashvosh said on the chair is finished, he made a party. And he says, what? Party to do with the chair? Simple explanation. I mean, the chair was such a valuable thing. Shlomo made it. Such wisdom. So, I don't know what it means exactly. So, he was proud of himself, HaChashvosh. He made a chair, but Asa Mishteh, and Megillah will tell you the party took place almost 6 months, 180 days, party. What? Because of the chair? What is the chair? Now this chair, when you read the Megillah, a few times in Megillah we find the chair. For example, when Esther is going to go to Ahasuerus to plead, to have mercy, the Megillah will say that Esther walks in, Ahasuerus sits on the chair. What do you mean the chair? What do you think sits on the floor? Of course it's on it. What do you think sits on the floor? I mean, the Megillah was written by Ruach HaKodesh. Megillah is not a story, it's a newspaper. Every letter in the Megillah is Ruach HaKodesh. Chatam Sefer said the Megillah is so much light, more light than the Torah is. Chatam Sefer. More light. It means a person, when he reads the Megillah on Purim, he can absorb so called a projector, a light inside himself. Chatam Sefer says it. What does it mean? It means the light shines, the reflector of the Megillah shines so much because it was Ruach HaKodesh. By the way, Moshe Rabbeinu had it head over to the Megillah in his pocket, the Gemara says. When Har Sinai, when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Ten Commandments, the tablets, or it also gave him a blueprint of Bet HaMikdash, and that blueprint was handled until Shmuel, and Shmuel gave it to David, David gave it to Shlomo. But Migdash was built according to a blueprint that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. As well, Megillat Esther was in the past. The Gemara Yerushalmi says, Moshe had the Megillat, Hashem wrote Megillat Esther over there. So it says in the Megillah that Hashem sits on the chair. Who cares about sitting on the chair? What's this chair business? Chapter 3, where the Megillah describes the elevation of Haman, that he got high rank. And Megillah says, ויישם את כיסו מעל כל השרים אשר איתו. Says the Gemara, Ahasuerus made a chair for Haman and put the chair of Haman in the Congress higher than even Ahasuerus' chair. I mean, Ahasuerus had this chair of so-called Shlomo HaMelech. So, Megillah says, Ahasuerus made a chair for Haman and put the chair of Haman higher. So why? It means nothing. Comes the Gemara, that Mordechai Baruch HaKodesh, when he heard it, that he said, the king downstairs and the assistant Haman, I hire from Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of the chair, what does it mean? What do you mean, hire? So, what does it mean? 2 weeks ago, Parashat B'Shalach, the Parashah ends, Ki Yad Al Kes Kam El Chamal Hashem B'Amalek Midor Dor. It was a war with Amalek. And then, the end, the paragraph, Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Yoshua. Ktob zot zikaron basefer v'sim bozne Yoshua. Ki machu emche zecher Amalek mitachat ha-shamayim. Hashem said, I'm going to destroy Amalek. So what does Hashem want from Amalek? What does he mean? Man, Amalek. What do you know about Amalek? Well, the Gemara says, he was the first one that fought with Am Yisrael after the split. So what? Comes the Gemara, look, Hashem said, from any nation, you're allowed to accept a goy to convert him. Besides Amalek. What's so bad about this guy? What's so bad about him? I said, especially mitzvah destroy Amalek. Hashem said, I'm going to destroy him. The Torah says, Vayim Moshe Mizbeach, Hashem Moshe, you see, Moshe made a miracle that so-called, we were saved from Amalek. And Torah ends, Parshat B'Shalach Ki, Yad Al Keska, it means Hashem swore in his chair. Hashem swore in his chair. Why Hashem still sitting in the chair? So Gemara says, it says, Ki Yad, Hashem put his hand, raised his hand, held his hand up, and swore, Ki Yad Al Kes. One says, well, Kes, what's Kes? One says, Kes is two letters of the word Kise. One says, what happened? One says, you know what happened? Amalek destroyed the Chair of Hashem. I said, how do you destroy the Chair of Hashem? What does it mean? So Hashem is going to fall off the chair? What does it mean? Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. It says, you didn't hear it. The Gemara says, look, Hashem's name is supposed to be four letters. Now it's only two. Amalek destroyed Hashem's name too. He destroyed Hashem's name too. How did he destroy Hashem's name? What does it mean? Somebody can destroy Hashem's name? Just in the text. There's a last pasuk b'Shat B'Shalach. Milchama l'Hashem Amalek midor dor until Mashiach will come. Mashiach will come, the Gemara says, then Amalek will destroy. What does it do with Mashiach? What does it do with Mashiach? Hashem wants to destroy Amalek? Fine, Hashem destroy him. Midor dor until Mashiach we have Amalek. I don't know if I told you. This in Lakewood, New Jersey, I remember about 8 years ago, I think it was, there's somebody from the community drove a car, and the husband and the wife did not stop in the stop sign. It was a crash. And they died. Yeah, in a crash. And that person was very, very depressed. He killed two people. It's not a joke. Okay, they didn't stop in the stop sign. Okay, so what? So somebody went to Abraham Kanievsky and told him, what should we do with this person? So Abraham Kanievsky said, maybe the Amalek. So the guy said, Abraham Kanievsky, maybe the Philippines. What do you mean by Amalek? So the guy came back to America. And he told his friend, I went to Abraham Kanievsky, I asked, I told him that you're very depressed, you killed two people. And Abraham said, maybe those two people are Amalek. Amalek. So the guy said, okay, no, what should I tell you? No, maybe Amalek. Okay. Then the children of that couple that were killed sold the house. It was an open house. It was an open house. The people went inside the house. They saw a pile of neo-Nazi and newspapers in the house. Yeah. Kanievsky said, maybe Amalek. You want to say? You know, Amalek. It's a mitzvah. What do you want from this nation? So the Gemara says, Melech HaMashiach, Kabetz Nidchei Yisrael, Yachid Zoro Shal Amalek. Yivne Bet HaBchira. He says, listen. Gemara says, listen. Mashiach comes and says, what, you know what you can do? Mashiach will collect all of us. Each one will get a gun or a rifle. So we're going to look for Amalek. And then Bet HaMikdash will be destroyed. You can't be Bet HaMikdash before you destroy Amalek, says the Gemara. I said, who is this guy? What do you want from this guy? And the Gemara said, the Nabi says, Hashem tried it, Bishaul, supposed to be the Mashiach. Shmuel told him, go destroy Amalek. I says, he did not destroy them. And the king of Amalek had a grandson. I says, Haman, here, Haman. Haman is Amalek. I said, what is it? What do you know about it? What do you know? What special mitzvah is this? What do you want from this guy? Amalek. Hashem hates him, the Gemara says. Hashem will destroy him. Hashem's chair is broken. Hashem's name is broken. What does it mean exactly? It's the Torah, it's not Kabbalah, it's Torah. Torah says Hashem's chair. Comes the Gemara, it's not Navi, Miao. But this is the tefillah we say three times a day. So it says, Tishkom mitoch Yerushalayim yirach kasher divarta, mitel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please come dwell in Yerushalayim. Bechesed David avdach, merav tochadachim. Please, Hashem, bring the chair of David. What chair of David? What do you say? What chair of David has to do with Yerushalayim? Well, simple explanation, yeah, David, Bet HaMikdash, Yerushalayim. What you pray every day for the children of David. What do you have for the children? What do you want from the children of David? You want to say Mashiach come? Okay, pray for Mashiach. No, I pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get his city, Tishkom et Yerushalayim, Irach. This is your city. V'chisteh David avdach me'irah v'tochat achiyeh. U'v'niot ha'ab v'niot ha'ab v'niot ha'ab v'niot ha'ab. What has to do David sharing in the middle of this bracha? What's the covenant people have? What do you have it in mind when you say that? David is a chair. Which chair? What chair? So this is the Gemara like this. This is the Gemara says, the humbleness of Hashem, how much we have to learn to be humble. So this is the Gemara usually, and that's the halacha, a regular king, you may not ride on the king's horse. It's the king's horse. He cannot ride. Says the Gemara, Hashem let people ride on his horse. Whatever it means, the Gemara says as an example. Says the Gemara, Hashem is a chair. Which is a chair? Hashem gave wisdom to Shlomo to build a chair. So when you think Shlomo built a chair and sat on a chair, so read the text. In the text it says that this is the chair wheel of Hashem. That Hashem put Shlomo on his chair. Of course Hashem is upstairs. Upstairs is not chair. Hashem made a chair here. Hashem made a chair. He gave Shlomo wisdom. Shlomo should build the chair. And with the humbleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told Shlomo, now you. The Gemara says, Shlomo was able to rule the angels upstairs, the Shedim, and the whole world. This is the first entity ever ruled like Hashem, the Gemara says. Malach b'kippah. But on Alionim, on the top. Because he had a chair. And actually, the Gemara says, the Metamigdash is only one chair. You can't have more than one chair. Who sits on the chair of Metamigdash? It can be millions of people come to Metamigdash. The biggest Rabbanim, doesn't matter. Kohanim, doesn't matter. It's a little question, maybe Kohen Gadol has one. It's a little question. It says, only a descendant of David can sit in Metamigdash. En yeshiva ba'azara, ela lemalchei b'David bilvad. You come to Metamigdash, Meshach will come tomorrow. You say, you come down and says, where's my chair? I think I'm not chair, sorry. Well, every time I come to the Knesset, I sit on the chair. Where is not chair? I say, I have to stand up. The Gemara says, Sukkot, the Chavod HaSheva, people stood the halls 8 days, 7 days, in Beit HaMikdash standing. This is not chair. Forget about it. It's one chair. Who is this? For David. What about for David? The Gemara says, Yehovam was a king for 10 tribes. He came to Beit HaMikdash, he said, where's my chair? I said, you got no chair. I said, what do you mean? I'm the king of 10 tribes. I said, you got on chair. You have to be descendants of David. Descendants of David, you sit on the chair. You're the descendants of Yosef. He said, what do you want for my life? You can't sit on the chair. What's the problem? Hashem made one chair. That's Hashem's chair. Shlomo sits on the chair. And actually, in the Navi, you read, Shlomo, when he talks, he says, Hashem brought me on David, on my father's chair. My father has a chair. What chair? Which chair? What chair was it? Where is it? Where is it? Where did you buy it from? What is it? Macy's? Where you got chair? Was it the wisdom of Shlomo? And it says, Hashem put him in his head. Make a chair. This is really my chair. You sit on my chair. This is what Tefillah, that's the Kavanah. Says the Gemara, based on the Navi, Yirmiyahu. Navi Yirmiyahu says, listen, in our time you have Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Mashiach will come, the name of Jerusalem will be Hashem's chair. You say Hashem. It's a sentence in the Tanakh. Hashem is going to change Jerusalem to Hashem's chair. It means Jerusalem is nothing. Jerusalem is nothing. Hashem chairs means something. Jerusalem means, there's two words Jerusalem. Yeru, Shalem. As Avraham Avinu, after Akedat Yitzchak, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want this place to be called Yireh. Yireh is Yud and Reish, and Aleph and Hey together, is Vav, is Yeru. Yeru. It's a secret in its name. Hashem decided Yerushalayim is going to be made from two names, Yeru and Shalem. Shalem is become Shem. Shem. Shem, the son of Noach, he was Melchizedek Melech Shalem. Okay, so information, back and forth. So, what's about, what do you want for my life? What's it, I'll tell you what I want. Listen, it says in Akedat Yitzchak, Abraham saw the place. He saw a cloud. Says the Gemara. Says that, I tell you what it means. Hashem's name, we know it's four letters: Yud and Hey, Vav and Hey. Ari says, look, Yudin Hey and Vav and Hey, we know the numerical value is 26. Yud is 10, and Hey is 5, and Vav is 6, and Hey is 5, is 26. So say, look, if you multiply every letter by itself, Yud is 10 multiplied by 10 is 100. Then you take the Hey, it's 5. Multiplied by 5, by itself, is 25. It's 125. Then you take the 6. The Vav is 6. Multiplied by Vav by 6 is 36. And then you take the last Hey, 5. Multiplied by 5 is 25. Together is 186. 186, Ari says, you have to have in mind all the time this number in your head. You can buy a building like this in Manhattan. You made it. 186.
My address.
In real estate.
Oh. Yeah. But I own the house.
Yeah. You own the house 186? No wonder.
What?
He owns the house in 186.
That's my address.
186 is Hashem's name called Baribua. Yud is 10. Multiplied by itself. Hey, 5 multiplied by itself. Vav multiplied by itself. Hey, multiplied by itself. The American Valley is called Makom. Vayarat HaMakom Merachok. As Avraham Avinu gets to Kedat Yitzchak, he says, what do you see? I see the place. And he says, what place? He says, what place? He saw Hashem over there. He saw a cloud. He says, that's Hashem. Hashem imkomcha, malkin tofia. Baruch v'ad Hashem imkomo. If they have the Kavanah all the time, 186. This is Makom, the word Makom, the numerical value. Mem is 40, Kuf is 100, Vav is 6, and Mem is 40, together 186. 186 is Hashem's name. It says Yerushalayim is Kisei HaKavod. It's Hashem's name that Hashem dwells. The Gemara says Hashem sits. Hashem sits. Hashem sits on Yerushalayim. Mashiach will come, Hashem will sit on Yerushalayim. Hashem so called squeezed himself and Hashem gave the wisdom to Shlomo to build the chair. Hashem so called, Hashem said, it's my chair. Then Hashem lifted himself up to Shlomo, Bechavod, sit on my chair. This is the chair of Shlomo, that's the chair of David. That's the Kavanah in the Tefillah. We say, Tishkom betoch Yerushalayim Irach. But Yerushalayim is Makom 186. But he said, David Avdach, Nera betoch HaTachin, he said, the chair. What is the chair? Who is the chair? He says, this is the chair of Hashem. That David was supposed to sit on it, but and then Shlomo sat on it. Shlomo refers to this chair as the Kisei of David, the chair of David. It means it's the chair of Hashem. The chair of Hashem is Yerushalayim. The Gemara says Yerushalayim Adial Pashet at Damascus. The Gemara says Mashiach will come, Yerushalayim will stretch all the way to Damascus. Because this is the chair of Hashem. This is the Tefillah. We say a lot of time, Hashem Kisacha Ledor Vador, Hashem Kisei HaMishpat. This is the chair. It means Yerushalayim. Amalek, the Gemara says, destroy Yerushalayim. The Romans, the source of the Midrash, they're not Romans. The Romans are the descendants of Amalek. Amalek came and fought with Am Yisrael 2 weeks ago. That means he wants to destroy the chair of Hashem. That's what he wants. It's very easy. Hashem is so humble. And Hashem put Shlomo on his chair. Now, went to Nebuchadnezzar and grabbed the chair. What do you think he grabbed the chair? He grabbed the chair because it was nice, because he's going to sell it on eBay. Because when he tried to sit on the chair. He said, they tried to sit on it. It means now I replace Shlomo. Now I replace Malchut Beit David. And Achashverosh, in his party, when he sat on the chair, he wore the clothing of Kohen Gadol. He said, forget about it. And now we are going to rule everything. It says, Am Yisrael Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And I have the chair. I said, the chair of Hashem. I sit on the chair of Hashem. And actually, this was the whole plan. This was the plan of Achashverosh and Haman together, so called they should replace Am Yisrael. And that's what the Megillah emphasized all the time. He sits on the chair, sits on the chair. Who cares if he says Achashverosh is on the chair? No, not only that. He made for Haman, from Amalek. Amalek is the sense of Amalek. He made him a chair. And he put Haman's chair higher than his own chair. So Mordechai heard it, but Ruach HaKodesh said, you know what it means? It means those people are going to rule the world. It's not just a gezera on the Jewish people. It means Hashem is with his humbleness, he let things go this. Likewise, Hashem hates and regrets. He created זה מלאך המוות של זה גמרא מסכת סוכה, השם נתן דובו דמות. יצרה מלאך המוות לדובו דמות. אם לא השם, השם מזגנסתי. אני גמרא שאת השם מזגנסלוטרם זה. זה השם מזגנסלוטרם, זה השם היצים. Nevertheless, with his humbleness, Hashem let it go. He said, that's what the secret of Amalek. That's what Hashem said, I have to swear in my chair, and my chair is not complete. And my name is not complete. What do you mean? My name and the chair is the same thing. Because the chair dwells, sits on a place, and the place, numerical value is 186, and Hashem is 186, and it says, that's what Amalek does. That's what he destroyed. Chachamim say, look, our job is to pray to Hashem, you should have Yerushalayim. And we say, Tishkom Toshalem Mirach. V'chisei David Adach, Mirach V'tochat Achim. Hashem, to have the chair. So what chair? Hashem is going to bring a chair of David. This is the chair that Shlomo built. He says, Hashem is going to be, we're going to put it in Yerushalayim Beit HaMikdash. This is the goal. That's what we have to pray to Hashem. That's what you wanted. Hashem said, look, we did the golden calf. Hashem was very upset. Hashem said, listen, I want to tell you something. Yes, it means what's called Machatzit HaShekel. Machatzit HaShekel means like this. I'm going to take something from under my chair. And with my finger, I'll show you what I want them to do. Watch this finger. He said, I want to tell you something. About our body, says the Gemara. Hashem made us also five fingers. Says the Gemara says, the Torah says, Hashem made us in His shape. Hashem has five fingers, we have five fingers. So the Gemara says, each finger, what each finger has to do. All of them have to do something in Beit HaMikdash, or hands. The Zeret, the Gemara says, is you measure from here to here, this is the size of the Choshen. Zeret Orko, Zeret Orko. This is for kmitza. This is when we take some flour and we bring them to the Midrash, we use this one. And this is, it's called Amma. We measure from here to here how to build Beta Midrash. Beta Midrash, the measurement was Amot. It's from the tip here. By the way, from here to here, double is from here to here, you can measure it. You measure, it's called Chatzi Amma. Zeret is Chatzi Amma. Read the Torah, Parashat Truma, next week, you don't understand what you're saying. Amot, Parshat Tetzave, Zeret, what Zeret? Zeret is pinky, what Zeret? So that means like this, from here, from the pinky, today you stretch it like this, and you multiply it by two, this is the size from here to here. This is called Amma, this is Chatzi Amma. This is the Gemara says, Hashem made you finger for this. That's why this, every finger is a different length, a different shape. The man says, this finger, this is the finger that Hashem, so-called Moshe Rabbeinu, showed him the half a coin. So Hashem gave us this finger. I says, the right finger. I says, what is this? I says, this one in Beit HaMikdash, they use it for kapara. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to sprinkle inside Kodesh Kodeshim with his blood. This finger used to go, the Kohen used to go on top of the altar and put blood on the corners of the altar. I says, this is a kapara. So with the same kapara that we have this, Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu with his finger, with that finger, said, this is the kapara, you see? This coin is from under my chair. Under my chair is to tell you what is really the thing that I want you to tell me that you will need in life. I tell you what I need in my life. I need my life, Yerushalayim. I need my life, my name. It says, Amalek destroyed it. Amalek destroyed it. They want just to wipe my name, and they want to wipe Yerushalayim. They have a chair. Yerushalayim is a chair. Nabi Yirmiyahu said. So therefore, you don't find in the Torah the word Yerushalayim. First time you find the Torah is in Sefer Yeshua. The Torah says, Hashem's place, Hashem's place, all the time. Hamakom asher yivchar, Hamakom asher. So, where is it? Where is it? It's to be Hashem's chair is Yerushalayim. Israel doesn't even understand it. Why they're so hot about capital? Mr. Trump, Hashem should save him. What's so important to put the embassy in Yerushalayim? In Tel Aviv. What is this, pride? Why need Yerushalayim? They don't even know. The government don't even know it. Because Yerushalayim is the chair of Hashem. That's why it's so hot. The person in his heart, Chachamim say, You go to Eretz Israel, say, where are you going? I'm going here, go there, go there, there. At the end, the last day, he goes to Yerushalayim. You don't understand. Hashem is looking for you in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, Hashem is looking for you. The first thing from the airport, you have to go to Yerushalayim. Then you go to the rest of it, because that's what Hashem wants. So this is what Hashem says, look, Arba Parashiyot now are coming up. Says the Gemara, this week is Parashat Shkalim. In 2 weeks is Parashat Zachor. In 3 weeks is Parashat Parah. In 4 weeks is Parashat HaChodesh. And then comes Pesach Rigula. Aris says, Parashat Shkalim is to fix the Yud of Hashem. Parashat Zachor to fix the Hay. Parashat Parah to fix the Vav. Parashat HaChodesh to fix the last Hay. This is 186. This week we fix the Yud. Yud times Yud. 10 and 10, 100. As this Parashat Shkalim is the beginning of Hashem. It's called Chochma. It's the wisdom of Hashem. The wisdom of Hashem is on this expression. Hashem told Moshe, you want to know Moshe? You want to know something? They take the Torah out, everybody can remember you. I said, what about me? The Torah says, Moshe, the last day of his life, maybe last day of his life, I don't know. No, not the last day. Last month of his life, he prayed to Hashem. The Gemara says, 515 prayers, he wants to go to Israel. He tells in the text, he says to Hashem, Ebrana, Vere, Et Aratz HaTovah. I just want to go see. What do you want to see? Ha'arat Tovah Zeh V'Alvanon. Says, I want to see the place of Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. I don't want anything else. Because that's the city of Hashem. It's your city. It's your country. It's your chair is there. Hashem chair is there. Parashat Shkalim, it's so important, the Gemara says, Hashem said, you must participate. You have a coin that you give. Is to remember Hashem Shod Moshe Rabbeinu. This is from Hashem's chair. Until Kisei HaKavod. I showed him from a fire. If you remember the text we see on Tisha B'Av, Ata Hashem Ba'esh Tzata, Ata Ba'esh Atid Divnota, Shenemar V'ani El HaChomat Ish. Yerushalayim Shalmala, Yerushalayim comes with fire downstairs. Fire is the material of Yerushalayim. Fire. Hashem took from under his chair a coin, fire. I said, why fire? What? With his finger. I said, this is the kapara for you, for the golden calf. What do you do with the golden calf? You said, this one, you know what he said. Hashem doesn't care less what you said. But you said, this is Hashem. It means not Yerushalayim. It's not Makom. It's not 186. This was the problem. By giving machzitz shekel, you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand that what I have to do in my life is to protest. You should have a chair, your chair, and your name. And therefore, Chachamim say, they can enforce every Jew for his privilege to stay alive. That Mashiach will come and say, listen, you didn't care about Mashiach. What do you mean Mashiach? Mashiach is nothing. No, Mashiach is the Beit HaMikdash. Mashiach is about the chair of Hashem. He said, what did you do for this? I said, I gave machzitz shekel. At the end of the day, they force the guy for his benefit. Not because they need his money. They don't care about it. But I have a coin, we'll do it. Make it. No. But if you're going to be a partner, the Gemara says, everybody should be a partner. In what? A partner in the kapara for the golden calf that we betrayed the chair of Hashem, we betrayed Yerushalayim. Lev Chachamim said, and he says, it's very important, this Shabbat Parashat Shkalim, it's the beginning of the Geula, of the Yeshua, by fixing 186. So Parashat Shkalim, we fix Yud. The next Parashat, each one, we fix a letter, and then Zimcha Shemam Tegel Aretz, then Pesach Kam, Meshach Kam, Bar Amen.